Welcome back, everybody, to our Community State Bank in Peyton Let's Talk Green County program. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today from the Green County ICU Extension Office is our director, Lori Mantle, back with us once again. So thank you very much, Lori, for being on.
Thanks for having me, Coltrane. We have our certified commercial pesticide applicator training, the first one we just held. The next one will be Wednesday, February 22nd. This training will be on seed treatment. That starts at 9 a.m. at the Green County Extension Office at 104 West Washington in Jefferson. It costs $35 per individual. If you're not able to make it at the actual date and time, we are able to provide re-shows at $45. We just ask that you call Laura and sign up for a time for that. Also, already it's going to be March, Coltrane. On March 1st is the ornamental and turf grass applicator training. In March, it's very popular, so I'm just wanting to get this message out now. Our private pesticide applicator recertification will be this spring. The date will be Tuesday, March 7th. That is 1:30 p.m. at Clover Hall at the Green County Fairgrounds. No need to register for that. Just show up, but the cost is $20. So we ask that you show up about 15 minutes early because we are mandated to close those doors right at 1:30. So again, the private pesticide applicator recertification is Tuesday, March 7th, 1:30 sharp at the Clover Hall at the Green County Fairgrounds.
All right. And then a couple of family programs coming up later this month. One includes, of course, the rescheduled time and date for the Healthy Meals in a Hurry program.
That's going to happen this Thursday, February 16th, 5:30 to 7 p.m. at Central Christian Church, 108 North Elm Street here in Jefferson. Cost is $15. We do ask that you call to register at 515-386-2138. And basically, it's the program, what the title is, Healthy Meals in a Hurry. You're going to learn some time-saving techniques. You're going to make some dried food mixes that you can take home and use later. And we're going to be able to sample some healthy tacos. So we understand that this is going to be over the supper hour. Also, looking ahead, we get a lot of requests for helping people manage their money. So we have a program called Your Money, Your Future. This will be helping you how to get more out of your money, how to prevent overdrafts, some tips on how to deal with your credit reports and your credit scoring. We have two Mondays. We do encourage you to attend both Mondays, February 27th and Monday, March 6th. This is free of charge due to a generosity of some grant funding that we received. It's going to be held at the Green County South Grade Building, which is located at 204 West Madison Street here in Jefferson. It's going to be held from 6 to 8 p.m. It's going to be taught by our own Carol Ehlers, who is an ISU Family Finance Specialist. We also will provide a light meal and child care will be provided. We do ask that you RSVP so that we have enough food and materials available for you by this Thursday, February 16th. Give us a call at the Extension Office at 515-386-2138. You've been hearing me talk for quite a bit of time now on our VITA, Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. If you're interested in this program or want more information, pop in or give us a call. We have just a few slots available. Our Saturdays are filled up now. Tuesday, February 28th, we just have one appointment available. But then also the next Tuesdays, March 7th and March 14th, we do have some slots available. So give us a call at 515-386-2138 if you're wanting to have your state and federal income taxes prepared free of charge.
All right. Then, of course, our final look is at some upcoming 4-H programs here that will be coming up towards the end part of this month as well as next month.
This warm weather is terrific, and with that, then we see a lot of 4-H activities going on. Swine Weigh-In is Sunday, March 11th. From 8 to 9:30 a.m. at the Green County Fairgrounds. So if you plan to participate in rate of gain or production classes, you absolutely must come in on that weigh-in on Saturday, March 11th. If you have questions, give Kayla a call at 515-386-2138. Also looking ahead in the month of March is the annual Greenbrier Basketball Tournament. The Greenbrier 4-H Club will once again be holding their annual 4-H Basketball Tournament Sunday, March 12th, and it's held at the Scranton Gym. If you'd like to register or want more information, I encourage you to contact that club leader, Linda Hedges, at 515-386-4740. Also, I mentioned the swine weigh-in, but if youth are participating in swine at the 2017 Green County Fair, they must attend at least one meeting. That first meeting for the year will be Sunday, March 5th, 4 o'clock at the Extension Office. Clover Kid programs for cattle kids. Those kids that are first through third graders that are just not ready for regular 4-H program when it starts in fourth grade and they're interested in showing a bucket or feeder calf at the fair, we have registrations are available, and they are due here at the Extension office by February 24th. Babysitting Basics is a very popular program that we decided to offer in the fall and spring. So this spring, it will be held on March 1st and March 4th. It is open to all Greene County students from 5th to 8th grades. Registration forms are now out. Cost is $25 if you do register by February 22nd. We encourage you to register early because space is limited. All youth participating in beef, dairy, meat, goat, rabbit, poultry, sheep, and swine animals at the 2017 Greene County Fair and the Iowa State Fair must attend a training or test to be certified with the 4-H FSQA program. We are having testing available will be Thursday, February 23rd from 3 to 5:30 p.m., and that's a come and go. If you need a training, that will be later that evening on Thursday, February 23rd from 6 to 7:30 p.m., and you'll need to stay for that entire training. Very excited about our new Greene County STEM kits to go. Kayla has worked very hard in bringing up these little kits in a box that you can take for a 4-H presentation or anyone in the community can use, whether it's through school or for adults. You can learn more about what these STEM kits are by giving us a call or stopping here at the Greene County Extension office at 104 West Washington. Shooting Sports has a meeting on February 16th. The group shows up at 5 o'clock in front of the Extension office, and then you will travel to Fort Dodge Gun Club for your meeting.
And that's our Community State Bank and Payton Let's Talk Greene County program here with Greene County ISU Extension Director Lori Mantle once again. Community State Bank in Payton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.